What species is it?
It's a velociraptor.
You bred raptors.
Bringing animals back from extinction has been the stuff of science fiction for a while, Jurassic Park being the best-known example.
Don't you see the danger inherent in what you're doing here? Genetic power is the most awesome force the planet's ever seen, but you wield it like a kid that's found his dad's gun.
But now, a biotech movement called de-extinction is trying to do it for real. Reporter Britt Ray talks to an artist and a scientist who are bound by a passion to resurrect lost species.
Isabella Kirkland paints animals, but animals that have been dead for a long time.
As I've been doing research for individual species that have gone extinct, it's been really tricky to work from specimens because sometimes they're old and discolored and moth-eaten. I have to be able to sort of turn it in my mind's eye and view it as an entire animal.
She should know. She's held the bones of the laughing owl and horns of the bluebuck and even the eggs of the Syrian ostrich.
Every extinct thing I've held in my hands, I'll never forget the first time I opened a cabinet, someone opened a cabinet for me and I was able to hold them, and I kept saying, you know, shouldn't I have a mask on and gloves and can I move it?
In a way, Kirkland's paintings serve as a visual time capsule for an apocalyptic future. Her painting Gone has 63 animals in it. Every one of them has disappeared since the colonization of the New World.
I begin each of the paintings that I do with a database, really. So I have a rubric like extinction or invasiveness or new discovery.
Gone looks like a Dutch master painting with a menagerie of animals on a table. There's the bright yellow and green Carolina parakeet perched on a twig. It died out in 1918. Below it sits the tiny golden toad. The last one was seen in the Costa Rican forests in 1989. Front and center is the most striking, Martha, the last passenger pigeon. She died in 1914 in the Cincinnati Zoo. Kirkland painted Gone so that we remember what has been lost, but now it's become the poster for a new scientific discovery that asks the question, what if we could bring the animals back? De-extinction.
It's my job to bring the bird back to life.
That's Ben Novak, a genetic biologist who's working to bring the passenger pigeon out of artistic imagination and back into the wild. Both Novak and Isabella Kirkland are working with the Long Now Foundation on a project called Revive and Restore. Bringing extinct species back to life is something out of a sci-fi movie, but this is reputable work. It's funded by universities like Harvard and UC Santa Cruz. This past spring, Revive and Restore held its first conference at National Geographic's headquarters.
Hello.
Novak presented on his leading effort at Revive and Restore, bringing back the passenger pigeon.
I want to bring them out of our imagination and get them back into the wild.
Or at least a passenger pigeon.
The Great Comeback, as it is now officially titled.
At the turn of the 20th century, the birds flew in flocks of a mile wide. One flock was reported to be 300 miles long and took 14 hours to pass a single point. By 1914, we had hunted them out of the skies. And now their stuffed carcasses sit in natural history museums all over North America. You could say Ben has been planning this comeback since he was in junior high.
That's me when I was 13, doing science fair. Actually, I still have those pants. I wear those.
Back then, he created a science fair project about the dodo.
I was kind of in love with it at the time. I loved birds. I loved birds a lot. And the dodo bird, it was, you know, it's the icon of extinction, dead as a dodo, as they say.
And what I learned was the dodo bird happens to be a giant extinct pigeon.
And learning that about the dodo bird gave me the pigeon bug.
The idea behind it is simple, although the method is complicated, and Ben has teams of scientists working with him. They start by pinching the toe of a dusty passenger pigeon carcass to get its DNA. Next, they unravel it to read the code inside. Once Novak can read the DNA, he tries to find a closely related living match. Kind of like trying to find an organ donor. In this case, it's the band-tailed pigeon. And if it works, the band-tailed pigeon will give birth to a clone of a dead passenger pigeon.
I'm a little concerned about the passenger pigeon.
David Ehrenfeld teaches conservation biology at Rutgers University.
Let's say it works. There's no guarantee that it will, but let's say it works, and out of this egg laid by a band-tailed pigeon comes something with passenger pigeon DNA. The mother? The mother's not a passenger pigeon. Passenger pigeons and band-tailed pigeons eat different things. They have different calls. They fly differently. Is that band-tailed pigeon going to be able to raise a passenger pigeon?
Many scientists are skeptical about de-extinction. Not that it can't be done, but that it's pointless. Ehrenfeld thinks the passenger pigeon is a particularly bad candidate, since it lived in flocks of millions.
Let's say we bring back a heroic effort and bring back 20 passenger pigeons. What is going to happen? I'm not very optimistic about that.
But Novak says that if he can't bring the whole species back, even one bird is a major step towards understanding how to support the natural world that we love.
And I don't think anyone gets into these projects or even science, looking at graphs and looking at data, and that's all you see. When I look at DNA sequences, I see living animals. I see animals, a pair of birds coming together and breeding to make some new offspring. I see these events in history that shape what this data actually looks like.
But if Novak succeeds, Isabella Kirkland might have to go back to her big painting, Gone, with all the extinct species on it, and update it, taking out the passenger pigeon. She'll have to find some new extinct animal to put in the center. Maybe the Sumatran rhino will show its head. Or maybe something else. There are, after all, and will continue to be, lots of candidates.
All I really want with the work is two things: to get people to slow down and think more. I just would like people to ask themselves the kinds of questions that the work asks itself. So, what does matter? We are animals that rely on a certain amount of hope, and I find this whole idea of de-extinction very, very hopeful.
For Studio 360, I'm Britt Ray.
You can see Isabella Kirkland's painting Gone at studio360.org.